So the UTIs, continence, and catheters all are a factor in accuracy for MDS coding for UTIs. On slide 5, you will see that I have a screenshot of section I of the MDS. I 1400, 1500, 1550, 1650 are all where you see genitourinary diagnoses recorded. I am asked a lot what sorts of diagnoses need to be used to justify UTI or Foley catheter. I cannot give guidance for clinical issues like that. I give guidance for MDS coding. I will tell you that having correct diagnoses in the genitourinary section of the MDS is very helpful in making sure that your chart passed medical review. If you look at the infection section for section I, you will see that I-2300 is the UTI. And it says on the MDS, urinary tract infection, UTI, last 30 days. There's a reason they put last 30 days all in caps. That is a very common coding issue that we find with UTI coding on the data set. Moving on to slide 6. To code a diagnosis in section I, you have to look at the look-back period for the diagnosis. You have to have a physician documentation of the diagnosis, and you have to determine if the diagnosis is active. So physician documentation of the diagnosis in the last 60 days is true for all diagnoses coded in section I. Determining if a diagnosis is active is coded is required for all diagnoses in section I. But for all diagnoses except UTI, there is a 7-day window. So if you were looking to see if Mrs. Smith's, for instance, congestive heart failure is an active diagnosis, you would be looking back 7 days, so the ARD plus the prior 6 days, to see if that diagnosis was treated, monitored, or required interventions during that window. However, for UTI, the look-back is a 30-day period. That is counted as the ARD plus 29 days. So the resident would need to have all of the requirements for the UTI documented in the medical record within 30 days of the ARD of the assessment. If you look at slide 7, there are special criteria to code a UTI. For UTI, you have to have a physician diagnosis in the last 30 days, signs and symptoms attributed to the UTI, a positive test, study, or procedure, and medication or treatment. All of those apply to the last 30-day window for UTI. The paragraph at the very top, do not include conditions that have been resolved, do not affect the resident's current status, or do not drive the plan of cure during the last 7 days. I put that on here because that really is not applicable. Yes, that is a valid portion of the manual, but the special criteria for UTI override that manual guidance. The manual says that to code a UTI, you have to have these qualifications recorded in the medical record for the past 30 days. So if you look at slide 8, I cite page I-8 in the current manual. So the manual says code only if all of the following are met, and this narrative is continued on the next couple of slides. So you have to have a physician or physician extender as licensed by your state assign a diagnosis of a urinary tract infection in the last 30 days. You have to have a sign or symptom attributed to the UTI. Now, obviously, if a resident complains of burning on urination, that is a symptom. If it's recorded in the medical record, that meets the requirement. There are other symptoms that could be considered attributable to the UTI, such as confusion. If the physician clearly says that, you know, Mrs. Smith is more confused and this appears to be due to her UTI, then that would be a sign or symptom attributed to the UTI. These are all very straightforward medical symptoms or signs. You also have to have significant laboratory findings. I get a lot of questions about this. I'm sure Mark does also. Providers want to know if a dipstick is a significant laboratory finding. If a urinalysis is a significant laboratory finding. Does it have to be a culture insensitivity? What makes it a significant laboratory finding? Well, the manual states that the physician has to determine that and whether or not a culture should be obtained. If you have a process in your building where you get a dipstick and everybody that's positive for nitrate has a culture insensitivity done, if your physician comes back and documents that the patient had a positive dipstick and he considers the patient to have a UTI, then that is a significant laboratory finding. You can have a positive culture insensitivity showing a horrible UTI, but if your physician does not document that the lab results are due to a UTI, then you do not have significant laboratory findings. Mark, do you have anything you want to add to that?
No, I agree with you.
Okay. The last requirement you have to have to code a UTI is that there has to have been medication or treatment for the UTI in the past 30 days. So the AID starts 29 days back. Let's go back for a second to slide 8, and look at all three of these slides together. You have to have a physician or physician extender assign a diagnosis of UTI. You have to have a sign or symptom attributed to the UTI. You have to have significant laboratory findings that show a UTI, and you have to have medication or treatment in the last 30 days. I have additional notes here for your references, and the big discussion about somebody who's got a colonized bladder, that is all discussed on page I-8. Closing up on slide 12, I have put some bullets that show you how applicable this coding section is to your daily practice in your building. These are very general statements. However, they show the importance of correct UTI coding. We get so concerned in the buildings with high visibility crises that it's easy to overlook something like we've had 3 UTIs on the same hall in the last 6 months. But to improve your residents' quality of life, those are exactly the sorts of things that CMS wants you to be tracking, trending, and monitoring. That finishes it for me. Mark, what would you like to add?
I think you covered it all.
I'm sorry if I talked too fast.
Are there any questions out there?
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much, Phil and Mark. And everyone's line is unmuted. Are there any questions?
Nope. I feel like we're good. I already. It doesn't hurt to listen, though.
Sounds like there aren't any questions.